Good morning, and welcome to our worship of God. This morning, just a few announcements. First, you'll see on the front of the bulletin a collage of various pictures from the years of Pastor Eric's ministry. So I invite you just to join me in giving a round of applause for... Pastor Eric's showing me that on his bulletin, it doesn't have this picture because I think our administrative assistant kept it secret by... for 25 years of service to this church and to the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Eric. In 2 weeks' time, we have Man Camp coming up. So if you have any interest at all, please see Bruce Woolley and he can tell you about how to get registered for that. And then lastly, I'd like to invite Nancy forward to share with us an announcement from Stephen Ministry. Thank you, Nancy.
Good morning. I want to share with you a new opportunity for some of the members of our church. When death takes your special someone, it hurts. It hurts in the middle of the day. It hurts in the middle of the night. It hurts in the middle of your stomach. It hurts to lose someone who holds such a special place in your heart. And the hurt is real. You feel as if a part of your heart has left your body. The days that follow are long, sometimes full of tears, fears, and frustration. Sleep refuses to come, and loneliness refuses to leave. One healing spotlight is to reach out. Reach out and to share your tears and your heartaches with someone else who knows the same kind of pain. One of the best things about attending a grief support group is the reminder that you are not alone. Grief can feel very lonely and isolating, especially when no one around you seems to be grieving too. Although no two people experience grief in the same way, by attending a support group, you find that other people have similar experiences, feelings, and struggles that are similar to your own. When you feel totally alone and misunderstood by the world, a support group can provide you with a haven of understanding. There is healing in helping and giving. You will learn a lot about yourself, life, and other people, and you will get an opportunity to share your wisdom to help others. Often people don't realize how well they're doing until they find themselves guiding and supporting someone else in their grief struggles. Grief is not a club that anybody wants to belong to, but once you're in it though, there is great benefit in surrounding yourself with others who know that bad days happen. Grief never ends, but it changes. It's a passage, not a place to stay. Grief is not a sign of weakness, nor a lack of faith. It's the price of love. St. John Stephen leaders and ministers will be offering a 4-week grief support group starting April 8th and continuing until April 29th. We will be meeting in the chapel Thursday mornings at 10:30, and we will be using Kenneth Hawk's Journey Through Grief series, A Time to Grieve, Experiencing Grief, Finding Hope and Healing, and Rebuilding and Remembering. If you have lost someone special, it could be a short time ago or maybe a longer time ago, and you feel you would benefit from a support group, we would love to have you join us. You can sign up on the bulletin board outside the office, and then we ask you to pick up materials in the office and that you read booklet 1 before the first session. Thank you.
Our opening scripture this morning is from Psalms 107, verses 1 to 3, and then 17 to 22. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this. Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Verse 17. Some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. They loathed all food and drew near the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of his works with songs of joy. Let's pray. O God, who is here now, in this place, we know your love endures forever. We have seen your love expressed in the lives of your chosen people, and we have experienced your love in our own lives. You have forgiven us when we have returned to you in faith, repentance, and obedience. Help us to praise you with words and actions that come from our hearts. Amen.
Our opening hymn this morning is number 556, Now Thank We All Our God. If you are able, please rise in joining and praising our Lord this morning.
Thank you.
Please join me in the unison prayer of confession as printed in the bulletin or on the screen. God, you come to us in love. We come now in confessions and repentance. You call us to love and serve others, but we cling to self-interest and small-mindedness. We pursue our own way and seek to prosper ourselves. Despite your generosity and comfort, we are too full of complaints toward you and those around us. Despite your compassion and love for us and all people, we are too full of judgment and fear. Though we come seeking your forgiveness for all the ways we sin, we hoard forgiveness that others would ask of us. Forgive us, welcome us, and reconcile us to you and one another, we pray. Amen.
The hymn response is number 92, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
There's a lot of good lines in that hymn that we can heed. One that stood out to me was, take away our bent to sinning, how we get in a rut and our hearts and souls are bent that way. Well, as we enter into this and continue in this Lenten series season, this is the time to pray, take away our bent to sinning. Let's join together in prayer now. Father God, most merciful you are to us. In light of our sins are many, Their stains are like scarlet, and yet, Lord, you wash them like snow. We thank you for cleansing us, and we thank you for purifying us. We thank you, Lord, even for dealing with our hearts down to the deepest level, the level of affections, where we set our affections and our desires on sinful and lesser things. Oh, Lord, we pray, take away that bent to sinning and set our hearts and our desires upon you. Ever lift our gaze to heaven, fix our eyes upon you, that we might more and more contemplate heavenly things and set our minds toward, again, as the lyrics of these hymns and our worship services reminded us, to be living in brotherly love and service to one another, and not small-mindedness and self-interest, but that we might give ourselves in love. Lord, we thank you for this church family and the ways you've gifted this church with faith to be a family of faith and support and love and care for one another. And we thank you for Pastor Eric and his 25 years of service here at this church. And we praise you for the ways he's been a faithful servant in teaching and leading by example, serving behind the scenes. I'm sure this picture on the front of the bulletin represents not just one, but probably closer to 50 mission trips he's been on as a part of the church. And so, Lord, we just thank you for his service and pray that you'd sustain him and encourage him in his continued ministry. Lord, we think of this especially in the hard seasons when they come, like this past week with the loss of his mother. We pray, Lord, that you, Holy Spirit, would buoy him up and would comfort him with your love, with your word, with your promises, that you are near those whose hearts are heavy, and that you carry in your own arms those believers who've gone on before us in the faith. We thank you for the faith of his mother, and we thank you for the promise of the gospel that she is resting with you now. And we pray that you'd be with Pastor Eric and his whole family as they mourn her loss, and also as they celebrate the joy of her faith being seen to completion. Lord, we pray all the more that we might follow in Barbara's footsteps in the same way, that our faith might see us on to the end of our life, that we might be made whole and find rest and healing and peace and you on that great day when you call us home to be with you forever. Lord, this day we also lift up any medical needs in our congregation, any financial needs, any vocational needs, any relational needs. Lord, we pray that you'd fill our hearts with forgiveness toward one another, that we might be in good relationships with one another, even as you call us to. We pray for Tracy and Saudi Warren as Tracy's in a period and season of waiting for treatment for his cancer to begin. We pray for patience in this time. We pray also for the blessings of good care and healing. And Lord, we're, again, just so grateful for the many ways we see and know your care in our lives. Together now, as one church, with one voice, we join in the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us to pray, praying together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Our scripture today comes from Ephesians 2, 1 to 10. And the last verse of that passage kind of connected with me. And to me, it talks about change. It talks about taking something that is useless and making it useful. So I brought with me today some Play-Doh. I'm sure all of you at one time or another have used Play-Doh. It's fun for kids. It's fun for adults. And so I'm going to use my Play-Doh here, and I'm going to roll it back and forth in my hands a little bit. And I'm going to really have to have you use your imagination. And you can either imagine this as a worm, if you like, or maybe you would like something bigger, like a snake. I don't know. Whichever one you imagine it to be, that's what it is. Now, I can take this, and I can connect the two ends, and I can create something else that I dearly love, donuts. That can be your donut imagination. And then I can scrunch it together and roll it in my palms, and it becomes a ball, okay? Now, I could have left this Play-Doh in the container, but it would have been useless, of no good to anybody. But once I got it out and started molding it and shaping it, it became useful. I turned it into a couple of different things. Whether you could actually see those things or not, I don't know. But it reminds me of a potter. A potter uses clay. I call clay fancy mud. And a potter designs something in their mind that they want to make. And they maybe put it on a potter's wheel, and they turn it, and they mold it, and they shape it, and they press it. And when they pull it off, it's something beautiful. It's something useful. Taking fancy mud, which is useless, turning it into something beautiful that is useful. And then that reminded me of Genesis, when God created the heavens and the earth and everything in it, and what a glorious job he did. And then it says, he bent down and got some dust from the ground, and he molded it and shaped it, and then he blew into it the breath of life, and that became you, and that became me. And then let's go to that Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. It says, we are God's workmanship. We are God's fancy clay that he used. We are his workmanship. But then that verse goes on and says, created to do good works. We were created for a purpose, to do good works. So my question to you today is, what are you going to do today as one of God's masterpieces? What are you going to do in terms of good works to reach out to somebody else today and bring God the glory? Let's pray. Jesus, you are the potter. You are the master potter, and we are your masterpieces. Thank you for creating us in such unique ways. And we ask now to show our thanks that we do good works. We are your workmanship, created to do good works. Amen.